So once again, and you are invited to work with the same word that you chose, word or phrase that you chose on earlier this week. And we simply are present, being present is everything that it is for each of us. So there's a time factor. We are here now. There's a decisiveness. We're not somewhere else. We're not doing something else. This is our choice, our decision. And that's a happy choice, happy decision. There is a feature of alignment. A feature of integrated whole. If one is present, one is not subdivided. There's a wholeness. And again, the goodness, the beatitude of that. Present has a feature of calm. Maybe neutral. At least calm. The quality of alert, open. And temporarily, there's no sense of agenda because the decision has been made to be present. It's probably the quality of spaciousness. And it's probably an inner and outer quality. We feel that our space is quite full and spacious. And inwardly, it is limitless, open again. And at least temporarily, The mind has no need to know, to quote my teacher. All the qualities and features that I'm calling to our attention is so that we learn how to be more aware of this fullness that is any moment. And this is a small list, of course. But we're not ferreting. We're not looking. We're simply present. So the mind, temporarily, is at ease and has no need to know. Now we take a long, slow, deep breath and call to mind your word. You can open your eyes if they're not open. Whatever you were doing and I was doing before we began our session. Now look at your word. It was just like that. It's gone, like a dream and waking up from a dream. It's gone like a candle flame put out. Whatever you were doing, thinking, singing, talking about, talking to someone or a pet, it's gone. It was mirage-like, a dream. an illusion, a lightning flash. It all was like a cloud that gathered together in the blank sky and then dissipated again. And the sky is blank. And everything we just experienced and focused on and opened to in our several minutes, our 10 minutes, is also gone. It arose, it came into view. I named it, you felt it, we experienced it. Now it's gone. See all conditioned things like this. Now, the fact that it's gone in our culture, we go boo hoo. But of course, change is what is constant. It's the only constant. Transitory, ephemeral, fleeting, that is the only constant, other than beingness, awareness itself. And so when we say it's gone, we're simply pointing out that fact of how transitory and fleeting everything is. It's very important. So let's just pause for a minute and really reflect on that. Everything that was before we sat down and started our session, everything that you were experiencing, tasting, smelling, doing, thinking about, as soon as we began our session, it was gone. And each of our experience that as soon as we begin our session reports it directly that that is so. Let's reflect on that for a moment. And similarly so for everything in our previous 10-minute session. It arose. Classic word would be it appeared. In other words, it arose. It came into our direct experience with the help of it being itemized by someone. We could choose to experience it ever more fully, notice it, soften and open. But those 10 minutes and everything in it is no longer right now. It arose, existed, quote unquote, and dissipated. And right now, what we have is an arising. My thoughts are arising, therefore my words are arising, therefore the sound of my voice is arising, and therefore there's a listening on your part, a thinking, cogitation. All of these things are arising in the moment. anticipated, like a dewdrop arises, condenses on the blade of grass or leaf, and dissipates. The dewdrop does not stay there for long. So the invitation. The invitation is to notice that fact. That fact, it's a fact. We all experience it. We are experiencing it every moment, and smile with it, because the human tendency and our culture's tendency, for sure, is one of hoarding, grasping. Of attachment, and then boo-hoo, and wanting more, wanting to keep things the same when it's absolutely impossible. So we smile with that, because that's great wisdom and great compassion to ourselves, to really, really understand how dewdrop-like, how bubble-like, how dreamlike. Our sense of reality actually is. It's not a boo-hoo. It's actually an invitation into amazement. And that so much of the hardship we cause ourselves, the suffering we experience, the suffering of loss, the suffering of not having, and so forth, is completely, first off, self-made, and then second off, unnecessary. So we rest in that. So much of our chasing, and therefore the resultant either dissatisfaction or temporary satisfaction, gratification, happiness, it's temporary. We can smile with that, with this understanding that. Was it necessary for me to chase? Was it necessary for me to cling? Was it necessary for me to act upon something that was fleeting in the beginning, from the get-go? And just smile with that, the release that is in that. And the wisdom and kindness to oneself, and certainly to others when we do that with others. You know, grasp, hold, attach, want, etc. But for ourselves, right here, right now, the great kindness to ourselves of letting go. Because the something Is it nothing more than a dewdrop and a mirage in the begin from the beginning? We will never be totally satisfied by anything we chase, by anything we want. It's all a mirage. The mirage cannot satisfy anyone's thirst. And so the great kindness to ourselves, to really let that in. And sit gently in this inner quietude that is at peace and is at ease. We take a long, slow, deep breath, which itself is fleeting in this dreamlike moment. Already we've awakened. We've awakened from the moment before. And like a dream, it's already gone. The qualities of it, just like the qualities sometimes of our dreams, qualities might still be here. And that's what to investigate. Quality. Features. And as we are, feel compelled sometimes in such and such a thought or word or action to question, is it necessary? Is it even real? And so we breathe with the world, which we make real by thinking it so. In this moment, to breathe with it. Love you all. Observe, notice, and be kind to yourself. Thus be kind with others. Love you all. Great day.